Welcome to Blabber Buddies, a podcast about nothing but everything with your hosts Landon Bargo and Bryant Wagner.
And welcome back to college football. That's right, the Indiana Hoosiers are going to dominate the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. That's right, we're over here with my other co-host right over here. We got Bryant Wagner. Go ahead and say hello there, Bryant.
Hello.
And he agrees with me. He knows that the Indiana Hoosiers are going to slaughter those little green little fuckers. So anyway, tune in just a little bit, and we're going to have a great Christmas show, and it's also college football playoff, game one, Notre Dame Fighting Irish against the Indiana Hoosiers.
That was great. I loved every second of that. I don't agree with you, but I loved every second of that. That was great. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite show, Blabber Buddies.
It's been a while.
It's been a little bit. Yep. We've been on a little bit of a hiatus. Holidays and other things. It's been rough.
Yep. It's hard to get back. But anyway, welcome. And this is going to be our Christmas edition. Because we will not be recording another episode until after at least January 1st.
Correct.
Yep. So technically, when we sign off, we can be like, hey, see you next year.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, I haven't seen you since last month. We can say that on this one because...
Yeah.
Oh my God. Dad joke.
Well, it's not dad joke time yet, so shut up.
So, everybody, before we begin, if we say anything that might offend you in any way, shape, or form,
we don't give a shit.
Not a bit. We don't care. Sorry about you. Don't listen to us. Go listen to somebody else. The six of you that still listen, which is great.
Yes. So anyway, hey, just for, you know, because this is our Christmas episode.
Sure.
Obviously, I've posted a few pictures on my personal Facebook account. I haven't put it on the Blabber Buddies account or anything, but I was talking to you. Remember, I was talking to you about Chris Kindle Market.
Chris Kindle Market.
Yep.
Chris Kindle Market.
Well, market, but it's marked.
Marked.
M-A-R-K-T. Marked.
Marked.
Yeah, like marked out. You marked out.
Marked.
Marked. Yes.
Chris Kindle Market.
There you go.
That's so weird.
And
but
you know,
anyway.
Did you know that's actually one of the top German Christmas Chris Kindle Market in the United States is up there in Carmel?
Really?
Yeah.
Not in Germany or Russia or
No, here in the United States.
Oh, okay. I was like, really?
Yeah. Like even better than the one up in Chicago. And that one,
really?
Yeah, wife and I went to that one a few years ago. I mean, it was busy. It was kind of neat, but it wasn't nearly as cool as the one down here.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's cool. I've never been. But apparently it's a thing because there were multiple people this week talking about it that I had interactions with that I was like, well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Told you. I told you the other episode. It was awesome.
I did not trust you. I just
Find – I don't care how, but you need to find a way to go. I think you will love it. I promise you, you'll love it. The food is delicious. It's awesome.
You're not wrong. I'm sure it probably is, but
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
It's not really my thing. I have things. Everybody has things.
But you've never been there, so how do you know it can't become a thing?
Because, oh, I can tell you.
Oh, so you're just writing it off already.
No, hold on. I can tell you exactly why it won't become a thing, and I'm probably going to get blasted for making this statement. Hmm. Last night, I saw a movie that I had never seen before.
Right.
And it's an old movie. I'll probably never watch it again. Good movie, but I don't want to see it again. Can you guess the movie? It's got Bruce Willis in it. Alan Rickman.
Are you serious? Die Hard?
Yep.
How can you never like that movie?
It's just wasn't my thing. It's never been my thing, but I went to see it last night.
Yeah, but you have to realize that movie was like made in the 80s.
Unclear. I like, what's the movie? Terminator. It was made in the 80s.
Yeah.
I like the movie.
You didn't like it?
The following ones following that one
I think they get better as they go.
I mean, it's okay. It was an okay movie. I enjoyed the movie, but Bruce Willis just really
isn't Carl Winslow was in that one.
I know, but Bruce Willis just really isn't my cup of tea kind of guy. Never has been. Like, I don't really care for him as an actor, but that's just me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so related to that, I know it's not a thing because that wasn't a thing.
Right.
So it won't.
But it is considered a Christmas movie, so I'm glad that you
it
watched
it. It is. It was. I totally agree with that. Yep. And, like, I may watch it next year at Christmas just because it's a Christmas movie. You have to watch it.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, it's Die Hard is up there in my book with, you've got Christmas Story, which was filmed in like Gary, Indiana or whatever.
Was it?
Yeah.
In Gary.
Well, it's in the region.
Like in that area. In South that area. Bend, Gary,
yeah,
somewhere
absolutely.
In there. Really?
Yep. Right in that area, yeah. Huh. So that was filmed up there. And then there was another movie that was filmed here in Indiana that had Sam Elliott. It's an older movie. It's called Prancer.
Never seen it.
Old movie. Real old movie.
Well, yeah, if Sam Elliott's like young in that movie, then it would
yeah,
be
yeah, yeah. He was definitely, and he's looked old for years anyways.
Right.
But, I mean, you can't get over his voice, though. It's because of his voice is the reason why
that
I think
deep
yeah.
southern drawl voice that he's
even,
got.
Even
just,
deeper than yours.
Oh, I know, but I can't do it. Like,
right.
It's
but,
so good.
But, okay, it's like, you know, when he was on those Ram commercials.
Yeah.
You know, guts, glory, Ram.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah.
So good.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, it's okay. So, anyway, moving on.
Sorry.
Prancer.
Christmas Story.
Christmas Story. Oh.
Die Hard.
Die Hard. Oh, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
You can't go wrong yeah. with that.
Because of that movie, I still.
Shitter's
yet...
full. I love that movie.
Well, because of that movie, I really, 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 really want to get a pair of glass moose
eggnog
cups.
Yeah, yeah. I want to just like rehearse and know the Chevy Chase speech at the end when he's all pissed off about not getting his Christmas bonus
right.
and just say that every Christmas just because I can. Find a moment to say that whole thing and do it.
Correct.
I can never get it right. I always mess something up. But
oh,
man,
yeah.
It's such a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good movie. It's up there with The Grinch. And I think people would yell at me for thinking that I personally like the Jim Carrey Grinch over all of them. That's just me.
Okay, so I like the very first original cartoon movie because that's the one that inspired
yeah, it started
the Jim
it
Carrey
all.
One. But
sure.
No, I do love the Jim Carrey one the
yeah,
most.
Absolutely.
I like, do like it the most.
If I have to put them in order, it's the Jim Carrey one, the old cartoon one, and then the Benedict Cumberbatch one, the most recent one that came out.
See, like, I don't like that one.
It was okay. Like, it didn't really follow the story necessarily and gave a different perspective on him,
yeah.
which was fine, but it was okay. Like, it's a cartoon. My kid likes it, so
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Yeah, no, my kids like it too, but I like the I do agree with you. Jim Carrey one is my favorite.
Oh, by
Grinch.
Far. The best one ever,
mm-hmm.
and you can fight me about it if you want. My wife would fight me about it. She says that movie is stupid.
Well, I think your wife would win.
All yeah. she'd have to do is open.
Open
you
the blouse.
You don't get any more of this.
And like, then you'd be like, okay,
okay,
you're
I concede.
Right. I concede. Yes, please.
Yeah.
All thank, right. So,
thank
so,
you, ma'am. Can
so
I have
Grinch,
another?
So Grinch is up there.
Yep.
And then I'm sorry, but I have to say it, but the old school claymation Rudolph.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
It's got the Land of Misfit Toys in it.
Yes.
Such
yes.
A, so it's a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the Frosty the Snowman probably
yeah.
over
okay.
it.
Okay.
So
Frosty
good.
The Snowman, even though it's animated
it
over
is,
claymation.
It is.
So
good.
But yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
we,
such a
we've,
great movie.
We've watched it.
Yeah.
And now a couple of the newer ones that I have deemed into my repertoire of needing to watch.
Yep.
Polar Express.
Great movie. Little creepy, but great movie.
I have to watch that one. The Jim Carrey version of Christmas Carol.
Yep. Great movie.
And I also watch Mickey Mouse version of Christmas Carol.
Great movie.
Yep.
Have you seen Mickey Mouse's Once and Twice Upon a Christmas?
Yes.
So good.
They're cute.
They're kid friendly. They're
they
so
are.
Cute.
Yeah.
They're fun.
My kids watch them, but I'm just like, eh, whatever.
You're not including them in your repertoire?
No.
And what then, are your opinions
and,
on Elf?
Hold on. I'm not – well, yeah, Elf is on there. I like it. And then on top of that – no, shut up. And then and then I would have to say the latest one that I just watched recently that I thought was actually really fucking good was Red One.
You know, I haven't seen that yet, and I've heard mixed reviews about it. I want to watch it, but
well,
I never
listen to reviews because what does a critic know? You know
I mean,
what I'm saying? They're just giving their own opinion, and I can give my opinion and call myself a critic.
That's
you know
true. I mean, you're not wrong. That's
right.
fair.
So anyway, but I was actually impressed because, you know, it's got
Rock.
It's got The Rock. It's
Chris
got
Evans.
Chris Evans. Yep. It's got Lucy Liu.
J. Jonah Jameson.
Yep.
I can't think of his actual name.
But it's actually, no. Yeah, but it's actually, it was actually pretty good.
Really?
I actually enjoyed it. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
There are two movies that you need to add to your repertoire that I didn't hear.
What's that?
And I don't know if you will or not. But me personally, one is It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Super old school, great movie.
And Miracle on 34th Street is another one.
I don't like the old one. No, I like the newer one.
The one with Matilda.
Yeah, I like that one. I don't like watching it as much anymore because I've watched it a lot when I got married to my wife because her family loves it. But White Christmas is a great one.
Never heard of it.
It's got Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney in it. It's a really good movie.
I'll have to look at it.
You should watch it. It's really good.
I'll look at it.
I mean, just listening to Bing just sing, like, oh, I could listen to him sing all day. Such a great voice.
Do you need a tissue?
I might. Yeah, I think I just came a little to Bing Crosby. Just a little bit.
All right. So
enough with the holiday, fall-a-day baloney.
Yeah, the mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
So this, okay.
What are we doing tonight? Tell the people what we're doing
tonight. Oh, that's right. That's right. Tailgating. We're going to have a tailgate here at my house, and it's going to be, you know, for the Indiana University Notre Dame Fighting Irish football game.
Absolutely. Go Irish. Woo-woo! Yeah,
it's going to be a house divided up in here.
It's going to be.
Half the people are going to be IU. Half the people are going to be Notre Dame. Me, I'm internally
divided.
Divided. Because born and raised in South Bend, you know, naturally I'm a Fighting Irish fan. And then, of course, you know, went to school at IU and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm pushing for IU to win.
Were you a student at IU?
I don't know.
Were you a cheerleader at IU?
I don't know. I'm not saying anything. I know where you're going with that.
No way. You were a student and a cheerleader at
IU?
No
way.
At a college? No way.
No fucking way. Dude, you totally gotta cheers me, bro.
Dude, totally.
Which one are you? I'm telling you, your wine coolers are totally huge with the college circuit.
Dude, what's my back say?
Sweet. What's mine say?
Dude, what's mine say?
Sweet. As we just lost every listener.
Yeah, we sure did.
So, all right. So in my little video,
yeah,
short that I posted earlier today, because I made a list, and you know, I've noticed that we've talked about like Indianapolis, Indiana, you know, that type of thing quite a bit.
Sure.
So this is an announcement for everyone. So if you don't already live in Indiana and you're thinking about moving, excuse me, or visiting, you know, the Midwest, specifically Indiana, and want to, you know, really know how to fit in, well, I actually have a list of, you know, your must-dos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to hear these. What's your list of must-dos?
And you'll probably agree with me because a lot of it is Indiana-oriented.
Oh, let's find out.
All right. So my number one is you have to like the pork tenderloin sandwich.
Oh, for sure. It's a staple.
Indiana is nationally recognized sandwich.
Yep.
That's the sandwich of Indiana. It's their state sandwich.
Yep.
Even if you don't like pork, tough titties. You better start liking it.
There isn't a restaurant, unless it's a chain, and even chains have it, but most of the time there isn't a restaurant that you can't go to in Indiana where there isn't a pork tenderloin on the menu.
Yeah. Majority of them, especially like mom and pop places, they
every
have
one
a
of
pork
them have
tenderloin.
A pork tenderloin.
Yeah, absolutely.
And 9 times out of 10, their pork tenderloins are massive and the bun's super small.
Huh.
It's so good.
I know.
Man, they're so good.
I know.
Man.
Oh,
hey,
so good.
You want to know who has a good pork tenderloin?
Who?
Dooley O'Toole's over in Fisher's.
Carmel. Oh, yeah?
So good.
You know who also has a good one?
Hmm.
Steer Inn.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know
that.
And
they were actually featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I knew that. Yes. I knew they were featured. We had breakfast there a couple weeks ago, and their omelets are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that they had a tenderloin.
Yeah.
That's nice. I thought they were just mostly breakfast.
Yep. All right. So number two.
Okay.
Farms and rural living. Unless you live in a major city, be prepared to get caught behind a tractor or stopped by a train.
Yep.
If you live in northern Indiana, don't be surprised if you get stopped by an Amish horse and buggy.
Damn straight.
Number three.
Oh, hold on. With that.
Oh, go ahead.
With the tractor, did you ever like get behind the big tractor that would stand like as taller than a car and try to drive underneath it?
Yeah.
You did?
I've seen
did you
one.
Did you drive underneath it?
I did not.
Oh, man.
I wasn't that brave.
When I had my Camaro when I was in high school, I would always drive underneath them, and it would piss the farmers off so much, but it was so much fun to do.
Yeah, no. No. All right, so number three.
Okay.
Make sure to have limited cultural exposure. Because not just with racial cultural diversity, but with economic level too. Most Indiana natives would consider Olive Garden to be a fancy restaurant to go out on a date.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's like, it's absolutely. Hey, I totally agree with that. It's like the Applebee's song. Applebee's on a date night, man, with that Bourbon Street steak and the Oreo shake. Absolutely. That's a date. My first date that I took my wife on was the Steak and Shake.
How old were you, though?
I was in college, but
yeah,
still.
There you go.
But no, like, it was like a date.
No, I'm
like,
talking
I asked
about,
her to go to dinner at Steak and Shake.
I'm talking about you have 40-year-old people.
Yeah.
That go to
Olive Garden,
Olive
Red
Garden,
Lobster,
and they're
Applebee's.
Like, oh, man, this stuff
is fancy.
Here, this here is fancy. This is expensive. This is top notch.
Yeah, and then they go to Bongi's Tavern and are, like, blown away. They're like, oh, my God, how can this top all of this? Like,
yeah.
My Olive Garden. Like, no way.
Right.
I get it.
All right.
But totally agree.
Now, here's number four.
Okay.
During the fall and winter, make sure to wear plenty of flannel, blue jeans, and maybe a pair of cowboy boots. Yeah, no one in this state is a cowboy, but they wear the boots like they are.
I would change the – so I agree with that to a point. I would change the cowboy boots to just boots, period. Like in the winter – in the fall, winter, and spring, I wear just boots.
You need to go to northern Indiana more.
I mean, you're not wrong. Yeah, but that's more like a northern Indiana thing. Like I think just the state as a whole is just boots.
Number five.
I agree with that.
Make sure your car has a rust spot.
Yep.
Yep.
Every single one of them. And it's a treasured spot because usually it comes – there's a memory that's associated with it.
Right.
You know?
And then number six, start loving corn.
Corn and soybeans.
there's more than corn in Indiana.
No. Corn and soybeans. That's it. That's all we got.
All right. Number seven.
Okay.
Talk about Notre Dame, Indiana University, and Purdue University football more than the Indianapolis Colts. And in northern Indiana, get used to hearing Bears fans complain about losing all the time, and I will say it, fuck the Packers.
That's valid.
Number eight, the best thing at the state fair is fried everything.
Fried fucking everything. If you can find it and bring it to one of those stands, they'll fry it
for
you.
All right, number nine, craft beer is the best in Indiana.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's so good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know. But, so good.
Yep. Number 10, be prepared to have all four seasons in one day.
Four seasons?
All four seasons.
Four seasons.
Yeah, in one day.
There are 10 in Indiana.
My point exactly. but people outside of Indiana, they don't know about those.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
Today is a prime example.
Yeah.
It was relatively warm this morning.
And now it's cold as shit.
Well,
there's snow on the ground. And then it was sleeting. And then it was raining. And then it was spring for a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Springtime and fall time suck when it comes to the four seasons.
Right. And then, so number 11.
How many on this list do you have?
I've got 11 and 12.
Oh, okay. So, jeez.
So number 11, defend the weather like it was your child. A few examples. In the winter, it wouldn't be so cold outside if it wasn't for the wind. Or for summer, you know, it isn't the heat that will get you. It's the humidity.
That is valid.
I mean, okay.
I've never heard truer statements
right.
in my life.
Actually, I have to move that to number 13.
Okay.
So number 12 is everybody asks about how far away things are. Here in Indiana, you say, oh, it's about 20 minutes down the road.
Everything's 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
Everything's 20 minutes away.
Oh, yeah. If you go down here, it's about 5 minutes down the road. You take a left and you go about another 10 minutes and then you take another right and they go about another 5 minutes. It should take you about 20 minutes. They don't calculate it in miles. We calculate it in minutes.
And on top of that, if you're giving directions on turning left or right, make sure that you include the left or right turn at either a marathon a BP or a
Indianians.
Yep.
We like to use
or the big oak tree that looks like Martin.
We like to use focal points.
Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely. And then last but not least, once again, fuck the Packers and go Bears.
Why are you saying go Bears?
I'm a Bears fan.
Since when?
Since always. My number one team is a Bears fan. My number two team is the Miami Dolphins.
I prefer you just be a Miami Dolphins fan and just be done with it.
Hell no.
Fuck you and your Bears. I said it. Why? What are you going to do?
Who are you? Who are you? Who's your fan? Who are you a fan of?
Not the Bears.
Not the Colts either.
No, I'm not. I don't like the Colts.
Okay, and who are you a fan of?
Go Seahawks.
You're not even the same fucking
doesn't matter.
You're not even the same fucking division.
Doesn't matter. Do you want to hear the story about why I'm a Seahawks fan?
No, I really don't.
You really don't?
Nope.
Are you sure?
I don't
It's
care.
Really funny.
Because I don't give a shit. No, go ahead. Let's hear it.
It's really funny. So, never been a fan of any kind of football team before. My wife, we were watching Seahawks versus somebody, and she liked the uniforms on the Seahawks with when they had the lime green with the...
Well, you know why their uniforms are cooler than everybody else's, right?
Because they suck at everything else.
No, because they were actually Under Armour's first big contract deal.
Yeah. But so she liked their uniforms when they had the lime green with the blue and whatnot. Mm-hmm. She thought it looked really cool. She's like, I'm going to root for that team. And I said, all right, cool. Like, well, as a house together, I don't like any team, so I'll root for that one. So I started rooting for that one. A year later, game's on with the Seahawks, and I'm rooting for them. And she goes, why are you rooting for that team? And I had to remind her, like, honey, this is the team that you liked. This is the team that you said you liked because they had the green, lime green shirt and whatnot. She's like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
She drunk?
I don't know, but she didn't recall that. So from that day forward, I just was like, screw it. I'm a Seahawks fan, so I root for the Seahawks.
Sweet.
Yeah. Funny story.
It's actually a pretty good story.
I know. Thank All you, right. my wife.
So,
love you, honey.
So,
oh, hey, I found out some interesting stuff this week.
Yes.
Some misinformation stuff that needs to be addressed if it hasn't already people.
What's
up? Number one, I heard from a lot of people that America, the United States, was banning Uncrustables because they were unhealthy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. In that case, you better get rid of every fast food chain on the planet.
Exactly. That's not true. They are not banning Uncrustables. Number one. Number two. Number two thing, I guess there's only two, is another misinformation thing. So there was a video going around on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the places, of a tarantula that was growling at its owner. Mm-hmm. Did you know that tarantulas don't growl?
I kind of feel like I already knew that.
Well, now you know for sure. Okay. They don't growl because they don't have vocal cords. But they can make noises similar to crickets when they like rub their fangs or their feet.
I knew
together.
That. I watched Discovery Channel.
Well, everybody's been losing their ever-loving minds because of this tarantula growling.
Hmm.
Tarantulas don't growl.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I also found out some fun information about Lululemon. Do you know what Lululemon is?
Yeah, it's in the mall.
Okay.
What about
do you know why the owner made the name Lululemon Lululemon?
Why?
Because he thought it would be funny for our Eastern country people, specifically Japanese and Korean and other
things. Oh, because
they can't say L.
Rural Lemon.
Yep. That's exactly why he made the name.
What a racist asshole.
I know. But that's why he made the name Lululemon, because he thought it would be funny.
You know what? Speaking of finding stuff that's funny, I saw something that was a great invention.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah.
Tell
me.
It's
called an anus cup. Yeah.
Is that the one where the things go up in the butt and open it up and like helps the stuff fall out?
No, it's similar, but it's like, say, like I could take your a beer can or something.
Yeah. Excuse you.
Pour all the contents into that anus cup, put a straw in there, and then close it.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't spill.
Why would you want that?
I don't know. Who it looks like an anus?
Yeah, but who would want that? And what would you use it for? Are you using it for shit, or are you using
for drinks, for beverages?
Why the?
It's called an anus cup.
Why is it called the anus?
Because it looks like an anus.
Okay, I really feel like they need to change the name.
You need to Google it.
I'm going to right now. GoogleUniversity.com. I feel like if I... Hold on. Time out. I feel like if I look up anus cup, that you're pulling my leg here, and it's going to give me something that I don't want to see.
No, I promise you. It's called anus cup.
A-N-U-S.
Yes.
Cup. One word or two words?
Two words.
With straw? Sure.
I mean...
We'll go with it.
Yeah, you can add that.
Images. You're fucking kidding me.
I told you.
Why the fuck does it have a smiley face
on
it?
I don't know.
That's so weird. It does look like an anus.
I told you.
It, like when somebody eats something really sour and their lips go and pucker.
Like, almost like bitter beer face.
Yeah. That's so weird. Now, this makes more sense. That makes more sense.
That's just a glass, though.
But it's an anus. It's not an anus. It's a butt.
It's a butt.
But that is what I expected. Yeah. Not fucking...
Yeah.
It looks like
an anus.
Do you remember when SpongeBob made the drawing of himself?
Uh-huh.
That's what that face looks like on there.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Yeah. The Doodle Bob.
Doodle Bob. Thank you. It's fucking Doodle Bob with a banana as a mouth. It's Doodle Bob. Y'all need to look this up. Like, it looks like a sphincter, an anus. Like, somebody just went, why? Why? Who? Who in their right mind, you know, there's, this leads me into my pet peeves topic here in a second. Why in the world would somebody make this, name it that, like,
ladies and gentlemen, just listen to him work himself up right now.
I'm like, this is like those videos that you see on TikTok and Instagram and all that other shit where somebody does something super hard and then there's some guy that comes in and shows them how to do it the easy way and is just like, we've had this already. It's called a sippy fucking cup.
Yeah.
It's a sippy cup.
But that's an anus cup.
Okay, and I also want to know, so I have a question with this. You said like you could put like drinks and stuff in it and it doesn't spill out. It's got a fucking straw. What do you mean it can't come out? It's gonna come out the fucking straw.
Yeah, take the straw out and then close. Well, then it the
how
rest
am I gonna drink? How am I gonna drink my drink?
It wouldn't fall out.
How am I gonna drink my drink?
When you have time to.
So I have it. To unscrew the anus to put the penis in the anus to drink my drink.
I don't know.
And then I take the penis out and I screw it back shut.
You should just email the creator.
I'm extremely pissed off right now. If you can't tell, like, that's just insane. Like, you know what the worst part is?
What?
Like, I realize this is probably, like, in their minds, like, made for adults, but you know there's going to be some dumbass Karen out there that's going to buy that for their kid and like, oh, look, it's an anus cup. It can't spill anything. And the parents are going to be like, what did you say it was? It's an anus cup. The fuck's an anus cup?
Yeah.
And she's going to show them.
Yeah.
And they're all going to go, sippy cup.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm so fucking angry right now, dude.
All right, let's go ahead and move on.
I can't right now.
All right, go ahead. Bring up your pet peeves conversation.
Pet peeves conversation?
Yeah,
okay, well, that's a good start to it.
Okay, well, since you're fired up, what's on your list?
Number two on my pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk your dog, if you have a dog, mm-hmm. and you go and walk your dog, and your dog takes a shit, and you don't pick the shit up, I swear to God, the next piece of shit that I step in, the nearest house that is in front of me with that, I'm throwing the shit at the house. What are you doing? Where are you going?
I'm getting a refill.
I have more for
you. No! You drink your beer.
You can't fill this up while I'm pet peeving.
Yes, I can.
No,
I can listen.
You can listen, but you can't give banter.
I'm listening.
That's not good enough. Get back here.
I will when I'm done filling up.
Well, hurry up.
Well,
he got a new beer stein, and he's, like, super excited about it from the Chris Kindle Markt. Did I say that right? Chris Kindle Markt.
Chris Kindle Markt.
That's what I said. Chris Kindle Markt.
Too much emphasis on it.
Chris Kindle Markt.
I can't do it.
I'm trying. Chris Kindle Markt. Is that right? Did I say it right? It's so hard to pronounce. Why can't you just say the Christ Kindle Markt? Mark, I don't fucking know. Anyway, so yeah, if you have a dog and you walk your dog and you don't pick your shit up
and I step in it, I cannot guarantee that I won't probably get charged with criminal mischief for throwing poop at your house. I don't care if it's your dog. I mean, it is your dog.
Well, because it's your
dog. It's your dog.
Yeah.
If it's your dog.
It's your dog.
It's your dog.
Yeah, especially on those lonely Christmas nights when, you know, instead of sitting there masturbating using your tears as lube, it's your dog.
It's your dog.
Yeah.
With peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not jelly, though. That's too much.
Maybe some honey.
No, because honey is extremely sticky, and they'll tend to use their teeth.
From what
our source told us.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Who was our source again?
You know, that one guy at that
spot. Oh, yeah, that one guy with that one thing with the
Sorry.
Hair. The guy with the hair. He didn't sign a waiver. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Right. But the one guy with the hair.
Yeah.
I got it.
The toupee.
Was it a toupee?
It looked like one.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I don't know.
I wasn't sure. Pet peeve number three.
All right.
And then we'll move on.
How many pet peeves you got?
This is my last one
for
today. I'll move on. This should be a segment on our show, Brian's Pet Peeves. Because I've got quite a few, and they just keep going.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Oh, no, I can't use grind my gears because they already use that. But
you
know what really pisses me off?
Midgets.
No, I love midgets. They're so cute.
Yeah, they're God's. God's gift to human beings.
I want one to sit
for humor.
I know. I want one to sit and spin.
Yeah.
Again, if we offend you, we don't give a shit.
Nope.
Zero
fucks.
So, third pet peeve for today. And I see it a lot now because I'm driving a lot with my new job.
Mm-hmm.
Use your fucking turn signal.
Oh, dude, that's been like one of my biggest pet peeves forever.
Use your turn signal. You're merging lanes. Use your turn signal.
You
go to turn.
Random fact. Did you know, like, I read in Google University that Indiana is probably one of the worst states of people not using their turn signals?
I'm not surprised at that. Welcome to the Midwest and to Indiana. You should add that to your list of things that you need to know and do when you're in Indiana.
We just did.
I know. Well, now we're for sure saying it and adding it to the list. If you're from another state and you come to Indiana, just don't use the turn signals. You'll fit right in with everybody. Can't guarantee that you won't get a couple birds flipped at you, but you know what? Go for it.
All right. Hey, so I got some good news. We got another t-shirt winner.
We do.
Yeah, Shelby Cock.
That makes me happy.
Yep.
Yay.
Yep.
Did she sign a waiver?
Verbal.
Okay, that's good enough.
But yeah, so she is our second t-shirt winner. Congratulations.
Nice.
As soon as that comes in, Shelby, just letting you know, we will be sending that to you. And based off of her, I got to tell you, I got a bone to pick with her.
Bone to pick with her or pick
with
me?
With her, and I'm going to tell you about it.
Okay, I like it.
So when I was in Texas, and
she's going to be famous.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Doubt it. So anyway, when I was in Texas, and we kind of touched base for this a little bit, but you know I was talking about the 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Well.
I love that movie. What'd I do?
Wah, wah, wah.
You don't like the movie? I thought it was good. The whole series was good.
No.
I like the books better than the movie, but that's fine. They were good books.
You know how I know you have a vagina?
Because I read the 50 Shades of Grey books.
Yeah. So
that's fine.
So anyway,
I get to play with myself.
Anyway, there was this whole discussion on, oh my God, 50 Shades of Grey is so hot. Oh my God, it's so hot. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, yeah. You know what that does? That gives me rapey vibes.
Why?
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 Okay, so girls only think it's hot. Excuse me. Because the guy's like a billionaire.
Sure.
All right. Now, if I were to go and do it, basically what he did, you know, it'd
get a red room and tie people up and
spank
the shit out of them and treat them and demoralize
them. It'd be like an episode of Criminal Minds.
CSI Indianapolis.
Yeah, absolutely. Get tossed in jail, all kinds of this. So anyway, we're going along with this conversation, and Shelby was sitting there saying, whatever, I'd like him to blah, 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 blah. I'm like, whatever, Shelby, nobody would want
to. Would she like him to tie her up?
Oh, she would.
And
so
spank her and all that?
Well, she did. She said something along those lines.
I figured she probably did.
Yeah. And
she got kinky side. All right.
Yeah. Sure. I wouldn't know. So anyway... She had said something. I can't remember the exact words, but anyway, I told her, and I go, whatever, Shelby. Nobody wants to kidnap you. And then she turns around and does the typical girl thing. It's like, oh, so you think I'm too fat to kidnap?
Now I have a bone to pick with her.
A bone? You got a bone?
Not a bone-er, a bone to pick with her.
Yeah, you have a bone to pick with her.
Yeah,
a bone-her.
Well done. Hey, I'm going to give you a round of applause.
Hey.
I'm going to give you a round of applause.
Did you see,
that.
See what I did right
yeah,
there?
I see what you did there.
But you got to be careful, though, because you don't have $1 billion.
That's true. I can't say that.
So, I mean, she's like a gold digger.
She got the great. She, yeah, she's giving me.
Way to go, Shelby.
I don't know what to. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, she gets a free t-shirt.
And this month's design is super
cool.
It
is actually kind of cool because I am also getting the same design that we're sending Shelby.
And me too. It's yeah. So cool.
So Shelby, when you listen to this, just let you know, make sure you take a photo of it and post it on our Facebook fan page.
Absolutely. Right. Please post it. Yep. The more pictures we have, the better. I think that's awesome. Congratulations to you. I haven't met you, but you're probably not too fat to kidnap. Just saying.
And she's not.
Okay.
It was just an ongoing joke.
Not that I would do that.
Yeah.
That's rapey vibes and creepy vibes.
It is. But. It is total rapey vibes. But you know what? Women love it because if I was a billionaire,
can I?
You can get. Unless you're P. Diddy.
Yeah.
You know.
I'd love to get a woman's perspective on this because I actually do have, now that you say that, a question related to that. And if we could get like Diana or somebody on the show with us again to talk about this, or anybody.
Oh, Shelby
period.
Would be a great person.
Shelby, either
oh, yeah.
one.
She would totally get
why,
on it.
Why is it?
She would totally get on it.
I bet she would.
Oh, yeah.
She'd get on that bone?
Oh, she would a bone to pick. Yeah. Yeah. But, she'd get on it hard.
Hard or soft?
Oh, you name it. And she'll talk about it.
I bet she would.
Oh, she'll let you know.
I bet she would.
Oh, she's very opinionated.
I noticed from the phone call. But no, in all seriousness, I do actually have a question related to that, and I would like to get a woman's perspective on this. Why is it that women either physically or like the idea of a man like treating them poorly to make them feel something? Why is that?
Well, okay.
I don't want your. Oh, I mean,
no, no,
you're going to give me your
I'm
opinion.
I'm
going to
give you my opinion, but it's not a female opinion.
Obviously, you don't have a vagina.
No,
I'm clear.
I
or
do
boobs.
Not.
Well, you do have boobs right now, but it's fine. You match me. It's fine.
Yeah.
I can say it.
Well,
one
yeah,
fat guy to another.
Fine. That's fine. Yeah. I'm trying to get fatter, you know.
No, you're not. Fuck
yeah,
you.
I am.
Are you? No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
We can't do our.
I want to get up to like 300 on purpose and then lose it.
No, we can't do that because one of us has to be Chris Farley and the other has to be Patrick Swayze. I can't have two Chris Farleys in our.
Well, I can be John Candy.
No,
you can be Chris Farley. I'll be John Candy.
It doesn't work.
It does
in our Chippendale skit.
Yeah,
for
because
SNL.
Then it could be because then it could be Tweedledee and Tweedledum, and they were both chubby.
Tweedledee and Tweedledipshit, more like it. But
no. So anyway. My opinion
okay.
is that I don't really have one.
I was going to say, remember, you're a chauvinistic asshole, according to, what's his name, that won't talk to us anymore.
Lewis. Yeah.
We forgot his name already.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't have one. I'm glad. I don't want to,
no.
I don't want to hear from you. I'd like to hear from a woman's perspective on that.
I mean, I do, but I'll save that for another episode. So I've got an idea.
Come on.
Come around Valentine's Day time frame. I'm going to get us a special
guest
on the show.
Okay.
And
have this conversation again.
We will. The topic will be men and females, and it's going to be our egotistical pig episode.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, we already have a title.
I know.
Egotistical Pig.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like
I'm
it.
I'm so
can't
excited.
Wait.
I'm so excited.
I'm pumped now for
yeah.
that. But yep. no, that's a genuine thing. Like, women would rather have the guy that treats them like shit versus the guy that treats them well. And I don't understand that.
I mean, I do.
I don't. I don't get that. Because, like...
I like girls that... I mean, daddy issues is one thing, but I can't say too much because it'll give away our special episode
no,
around Valentine's
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But, like it's... The woman that has the daddy issues, and anyway, I won't go into that because we'll save it for another. We'll save it for that. We're good on time. We're getting there.
All right.
I mean, we're over time a little bit, but
what is it?
We're at 40 minutes.
Oh, we're good.
We're good.
Yeah.
I figured we'd do an hour episode since
we're not gonna miss
a couple of weeks. Absolutely. And we're going to miss the next couple of weeks because of stuff. Holiday. What's Christmas. That one. Also, speaking of Christmas, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you two-parter really? Do you think Santa drinks? Number one. And if he does he drink out of a beer stein?
Yes.
What do you think his beer stein would look like?
I think it would have jingle bells on it.
Bells or balls?
Not balls. Bells.
Bells?
Yeah.
Like around the rim or around the bottom? Or around the handle? Or all of it?
I would say maybe like just a couple right here on the bottom of the handle.
Yeah. Would it have mistletoe on it?
I don't know.
Maybe reindeer?
Maybe.
A sleigh? Mrs. Claus half naked on a beach?
With a mom tattoo.
On her side?
Oh, yeah.
Or like a
and then like a stamp? Oh, you know what? It would be there would be a picture of Mrs. Claus on it with a panther. You kind of wrap around her leg.
Sex panther powers.
No, not sex panther. And then and then come up, and then like her mouth would be like around her boob area, like she's eating, like it's
that's kind of hot,
eating her boob.
Yeah, that's kind of hot. I'm hot for Mrs. Claus right now. That's hot.
And she's like straight up like supermodel quality because Santa don't play no shit.
No.
Yeah.
Santa likes his.
Oh, he wants it.
Yeah.
He wants it 24/7.
Santa's like Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, because he eats nothing but cookies. You know, when he's going house to house, 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 house. So he's got a lot of energy to burn, and he's got a, you know, obviously he's fat, so he can't have like a heart attack or anything. So when he gets home, it's like he's like pumping iron.
He's got 6 months worth of just.
Oh, he's just going to town.
Yep.
He's got to, you know, he's got to keep his ticker in check. Otherwise, you know, he'll stink like from under cheese.
Yep.
You know, like typical fat people that you run into.
Yep. We don't want the dick cheese.
No,
that's
gross. Bleh. No, so I bet like Mrs. Claus, she's like smoking.
I bet like Pam Anderson, like back when Pam Anderson was hot.
Like in her prime?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that kind of takes like all the Christmas shows and like things into different perspective. Because usually Mrs. Claus is older.
I would say pre-diseases.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'd also be curious to know what kind of beer he would drink in his beer stein.
I think it'd be like a dark lager.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
You really think so?
Or a stout?
I think it'd be a stout. Yeah. I'd go with a stout.
Yeah,
like a good coffee.
I think he goes between the two.
I don't think.
Or like a chocolate stout.
Ooh, chocolate stout. Yeah, because you go with the chocolate stout.
Yeah, absolutely. Because he goes with like you know the chocolate chip cookies and
yeah. Do you think he ever gets like tired of chocolate?
Fuck no. Because if he ever did, like every time he stops eating chocolate, it's already known. Like his wife starts getting uglier.
What kind of cookies do you give Santa?
Me?
Yeah, for your kids. What kind of cookies?
We're doing chocolate chip.
That's it? Yeah. You're just chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I give him Oreos.
Well, it still has chocolate.
It's not the same though. Like it's chocolate, but it's not.
Yeah, but
it's
that's like a processed that's like, yeah, chocolate. But that's like a, like that's like a staple Christmas cookie though.
Oreo?
Yeah.
Or I feel like a chocolate chip is more staple. But we've done Oreo, we've done chocolate chip, we've done Snickerdoodle, we've done sugar cookie. He really likes the Oreos.
Yeah.
And usually like a full sleeve.
Yeah. Yeah. And
with a full glass of milk.
A glass of milk is key.
Oh, it has to be.
Yeah.
And it's not 2%.
I kinda wish, you know, like we would leave out even more different types of cookies, like maybe even like an oatmeal raisin.
I don't think he'd like an oatmeal raisin. That's
know.
Too. It's too. For a cookie, it's too healthy.
Well, we can give that to the reindeer, though.
They don't like cookies.
They do.
They don't.
They do.
They don't.
They do.
No, they don't. They like chocolate.
It has oats in it.
They like chocolate.
Well, then why do people leave out carrots for the reindeer?
Well, it's a healthy food, and they need their energy.
Yeah,
but even though
it's got oats in
like,
it,
like, but even though
have you ever
don't have oats in it.
No. The oatmeal raisin.
I know, but you just said carrots and it's got with sugar, oats.
It's got sugar like chocolate does, and it's got oats.
Yeah,
and
but
animals like that love oats.
Not his reindeer. They like apples, carrots.
What makes you the goddamn fucking perfect goddamn person?
Because I know.
How do you know?
I've met him.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Have you not met Santa?
Millions of times.
Yep.
Yeah.
And?
He's never told me that they don't like oats.
You must have been sneaking them to him.
Hmm.
I'm just saying. They like carrots, apples, and chocolate.
And you like just dicks, chocolate. And you like dicks in your ass.
According to the anus cup, everybody does. I hope. You know what? Just for this, like for you, I'm going to buy you one of those.
Okay.
Just for you.
All right.
Hey, speaking of.
Oh, hey, you know.
Wait, time out.
What?
Where the fuck is Shark Horse?
I don't know.
Which one of your kids hit it?
We cleaned the house.
Which one of your kids took it and hit it? Where is Shark Horse?
It's probably.
We can't do an episode without Shark Horse.
Well, we're obviously, we're already doing one.
I'm
so.
Clear, but man. Dude,
I'll find it.
No, you won't. You've lost it.
No, it's upstairs.
I'll buy you another one.
Okay.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, right.
You can go buy your own.
Yeah.
It's only 15 bucks. Go buy your own.
$15. So I got a thing. When a young guy goes for a middle-aged woman, right?
Yep.
The lady is called a cougar.
When a young guy goes for a middle-aged woman, a 50 or 60.
Yes,
the woman's called a cougar. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So when a grandma or grandpa flips the script and they date a younger person, is that grandma or grandpa called a cradle robber, or is the younger person called a grave digger?
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah. 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 Kind of makes you think about it, because everybody's like, oh, you're a cradle robber. Yeah. Well, is he the cradle robber? Or is she the cradle robber? Or are they really the grave digger? Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like we already have an answer to that. Neither one would be the grave digger, because usually it's an older man going for like a younger female, and she's the gold digger. But is there a male alternative to that?
Yeah.
You know, if an older female goes for a younger male, he's not a gold digger.
She'd be the grave digger. He'd be the grave digger for her.
Would it be grave digger?
Yeah, because they're still old.
Well, I know, but like. I don't know. I've never heard like the older female to younger male alternative. Like we hear all the time the gold digger with the younger female going with the older male. But I never hear a name for the alternative to that or the flip to that.
Hmm.
We're going to coin it. If you're a younger guy and you're with a significantly older woman.
Well, what's significantly older? We got to put a staple on this. Like 40 years older?
That's a lot. I would
30 years older?
I would say probably 15.
No, because that means my dad would have been a cradle robber and my stepmom would have been a grave digger. 15 years ain't that big of a deal. I'd say 30.
That's all big.
Because that would still be cougar status in that.
I guess that's fair. Because like Hugh Hefner was with women that were like 20 something. See, and he was like 70 something.
Yeah, now so, that would be started, a great. So. Now they would be considered a grave digger. And well, gold and a gold digger, yeah. Because he had money.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say 20. 20 is a good 20.
That's still cougar status.
I would say like 25.
Because
like,
when I was 23, I hooked up with a 42-year-old. That's almost 20 years difference.
You were 23 and she was 4. Yeah, it's close. It was 19. Well, yeah, but you were just hooking. But there's a difference there. You were hooking up, not. Yeah. Like dating
that's
or
what
married.
No, I never said dating. I talked about hooking up.
Oh, I didn't hear the hooking up part.
Yeah, I just said when a young guy goes for a middle-aged woman, she's called a cougar.
Right? Oh, okay.
So when a grandma or a grandpa goes for a young person, oh, I said dates, but I meant for like hooking up. Purposes.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what I thought you said. I thought you said dates. Yeah. I was confused. Yeah, I don't know.
I would say at least 30.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. 30 would make sense. Because, yeah. I mean, that's like if you're 60 and you're with a 30-year-old, when you were 30, they would have just been – yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I would say 30 years. That's a good thing. But it's so weird.
I know.
I know that happens.
It does.
I know people have their kinks.
Yeah.
But it's just weird to me. I mean, technically, I'm dating a cougar.
Why?
And a MILF.
Why?
My wife's older than me.
How much older?
By a year.
No, that's not a cougar, dude.
She's older than me. It counts.
That's not a cougar.
She's a MILF, though. That is for sure.
Well, you better say that. She's your fucking wife.
And, yeah, I know. She's a MILF.
Yeah.
She's hot as fuck.
Sure.
I love her.
I know you do. You're married to her.
I can't wait till I get home today. Give me the old 1-2. Honey, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I do love you, but yeah. Yeah. Are we ready to do
some dad jokes, or do you have any would you rathers?
I've always got would you rathers, but we're kind of coming
up on time. You know what? It's all right because this is our Christmas special.
Okay, we'll do.
If we go a little over an hour, it is what it is.
Okay, we'll do it. Would you rather design a new toy or direct a movie?
I would totally go for direct a movie.
Yeah? What kind of movie would you direct?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I would.
Okay.
And it would be a really good one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What would it be about?
I don't know.
Well, how do you know it would be good?
Because I know.
But how do you know?
Because I know.
But how do you know?
Because I'm Landon fucking Vargo. That's why.
I think it would be cool to...
And also, the reason I would also direct a movie over a toy, because toys get forgotten, broken, lost in time.
That's fair.
Movies always reemerge. No matter how terrible they are, they always come back up.
Yeah, that's fair, I guess. I would like to make a toy. I'd like to design a new toy. And the reason I would like to design a new toy is because I would like to think that in like 50 to 100 years, when like somebody's reminiscing about the toys they used to play with as a kid, that toy's going to come up, somebody's going to find it, and it's going to be worth like billions of dollars when they find it.
Yeah.
So I'd like to make a new toy. I think it'd be fun.
Mm. All right. So we got some,
I had a different perspective on that.
We got some dad jokes?
Of course we have some dad jokes.
All right. I've got a couple of them.
You have a couple? You have more than one?
I do.
You came prepared. I'm so happy.
And then you know what? They're Christmas oriented.
Oh, mine are not, but go for it.
All right, I'll do the first one.
All right, sounds good.
All right. Why does Santa always come through the chimney?
Why?
Knows better than to try to back door.
Da-da.
That was funny. Shut up. All right, go ahead.
All right. What are the three kings that brought happiness?
Huh?
Smoking, drinking, fucking.
Those are three kings.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm going to have to use that one sometime.
There you go.
That's a great.
That's a good pickup line.
No, that's not a good pickup line. That's actually just a great joke just for the bar.
It is. It really is. You could also kind of use it as a pickup line.
You could.
Depending on how you word it. Right. Go ahead.
So what's the difference between Tiger Woods and Santa?
I don't know. What?
Well, Santa was smart enough to stop at three hoes. Ho, ho, ho.
The fact that you have to explain it afterwards is what gets me every time.
I just said ho ho ho.
I know, but like it's just funny to me. Like you think I don't Excuse get me. It, like I'm stupid or something.
Well, I mean you're kinda dumb.
It's just the face.
Fair.
That was a good one though. I'll give you that.
Yes.
All right. What do you call a woman who refuses to give head?
Karen.
An Uber.
I don't get it.
She refuses to give you head, you call her an Uber.
Give you head.
Head. If Uber. She refuses to give you sexual right. favors, you call her an Uber to get her out of there. To take her home, you call her an Uber.
I get it. I get it. My mind was totally
I know.
Not
I was
there.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, what are you talking about?
An Uber.
I swear I'm not blonde.
You certainly act like it. No, I know. I love it.
You know what? You know what? I can't wait until tonight. I can't wait for that game.
I have one more joke, but yes, I can't wait for that game tonight. It's going to be fun.
Got that brand new television for tonight.
You do. You got a big old TV.
Well, yeah.
Compared to the tiny ass fucking one that you had before.
Still over 40 inch. That was over 40 inches. You know when the
hold on.
Oh, hold on. When you first have a 40 inch TV just on like a TV stand, it looks a lot bigger than what it is. But then when you hang it in your new house, and then all of a sudden it looks little, you're like, damn, I need a bigger TV.
It only took you like a fucking year to get there, but for comparison and for perspective for our listeners that can't see what I'm looking at right now. So on his wall in his living room, he had a 40-inch.
Whatever he's looking at right now, it's so big.
It is now.
Yeah.
It wasn't before.
Oh, no. It grew.
It's definitely now like the grower, not a shower kind of thing. Or now it's a shower. But beforehand, it was a 40-inch TV over a fireplace mantle that's probably 65 to 70 inches in length.
Yeah.
It was tiny. Now it's a 65-inch TV over a...
I think that's a
70
mantle.
I'd say about 70 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which looks so much better.
It does look better, doesn't it?
Yeah. You got the big thing in the big hole.
Yeah.
Instead of the little thing in the big hole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a hot dog in a fucking...
It's not a cocktail weenie in a regular size bun.
Yeah.
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 It's
a hot dog in the
now
anus cup.
And now it's
a hot dog in the anus cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're going to end up getting that anus cup.
For you, totally am.
I think you're going to be like, you know what? This is actually kind of cool. I want one for myself so
it's
I can
so
match
stupid.
Landon.
I'm not getting one.
Yeah, because you're like, I want to match Landon.
I will not get
that's
one
exactly what
you.
You're. That's exactly how it's going to be.
It's
exactly.
Not. It's not.
It's totally going to happen not. That way. You're going to be like, Landon, I want to match you. We're going to get matching anus cups. We're going to do it.
There's only one use that I can think of for that anus cup, and it's probably not appropriate for this show.
You know what? Since when is it not appropriate?
All right, fair. You're not wrong. I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
The one thing that you could probably that a man could probably use for that anus cup is more like a pocket pussy than anything.
Oh.
It's a pocket anus. Well, you can travel around with that,
well,
and when you're like, "Oh, damn! Like, I really wish I could get some roadhead."
Time out. If you really wanted to go that aspect, then you really need to put like some stuff inside it.
Lube around the rim.
No. Like inside it, so it's not just like, "Oh, I feel wire."
Around the rim.
Never mind.
I feel what you're saying. I have one more dad joke, by the way.
Okay, we'll get to it. I think what you need to do is get a beer stein. That's what you need.
That I do want. I do want a customized beer stein like what you have. I think that's really cool. And I'm super happy for you. It's got IU all over it, the field house, the logo.
It's got the football stadium.
Yeah, football stadium, the
basketball stadium.
Is that Mermaids?
Sample gates where?
On the fountain.
Showalter Fountain.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm asking.
And then, yeah.
Because we had Frog Baby at Ball State, so that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, it's got a mermaid, and it's got frogs, and fish that are spitting.
Yeah, I saw the mermaid. That's why I was asking. I was confused.
Yes, it's got a mermaid on there.
Yeah, thank you for confirming it has a mermaid on there. That's the only thing I wanted to know. Is that like the Mini 5 or something? Why are there cyclists on there?
Indy 500. Or no, the Little 5.
Oh, Little 5. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, not the Indy 500.
Well, yeah, it's definitely not the Indy 500.
Those
would be race cars.
Yes.
Yeah, those are bikes.
Yeah.
We went from two wheels to four wheels. We got better.
Yeah, right. All right. So anyway, if you enjoyed today's episode, just go ahead and visit our Facebook fan page and also Twitter's, Instagram, and you
YouTube.
Can listen to us. Yep, YouTube. You can listen to us on all the major podcast, streaming services.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the things.
Correct.
Listen to us. Check us out. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yep.
We've almost done this a full year.
Almost. Yeah.
We don't have that many episodes, but we've almost done this a full year. We're coming up on it in March.
Yep.
Of next
and
year.
We are going to try and start recording more, especially after the holidays calm down.
Yep. We're trying to get our shit together. We apologize. It's been a couple weeks.
I'm not. I don't apologize.
I do.
Just because I had more important shit to do.
Well, I know you guys. I know people like to hear us banter and talk. Actually, I went to a party week ago.
You went to a party.
I did. I went to a party a week ago, and somebody there was actually talking about our show to other people to get them to listen to it.
Huh. Very nice.
They were like, oh my gosh, they're so funny. You have to listen to them. And I'm like, Oh my God, that's so cool.
Huh.
So we were famous at this party.
Are you talking about the Christmas party?
Certainly am.
I've got an embarrassing photo of you at the Christmas party last year.
But no, like one of the guys there was talking to a couple of the people at the bar that weren't there for the Christmas party. They were just there, as well as his significant other and some other people. And they were like, oh man, I'm really going to have to listen to it. And of course I was there and running my mouth and a little drunk and which made it even more fun.
Hey, I like drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was having a good time.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. So we are going to go ahead and end this episode because I've got some cooking to do for tonight's football game tailgate that I'm having here at the house.
And I've got some sex to have before I come over here.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You better take a shower because I don't want to smell shame and sweat when you come walking in.
I'm leaving
oh,
it.
Oh, by the way, my brother's going to be here tonight.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Coming. Yeah.
Which one?
The
taller one.
Yeah, the tall one.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. I realized. Not the one that lives in Arizona.
Yeah, he didn't sign a waiver. The taller one.
Yeah,
got
the tall
it.
One.
Okay.
Not the one that lives in Arizona.
The one with the dog.
Yeah, but the dog will not be here because it's past the dog's bedtime.
Dog has a bedtime? I love it. That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah, he treats that thing like a freaking kid. But yeah, so I've got some cooking. I'm going to be serving up some, some barbecued meatballs, got some pinwheels. Going to have some hot ham and cheese with buttered garlic sliders, a veggie tray, some chips and dip.
You got some work to do then. Game is in 6 hours. You got some work to do.
Oh, I'll knock it out.
You better get it done.
In 6 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than the cooking some of the stuff in the oven, I'll be good.
Are you doing the crockpot meatballs? Or
yeah.
You, oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, those
you
I
say
have.
You're doing barbecue?
Yeah.
You're not doing chili?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Barbecue meatballs.
You don't like the chili meatballs?
No.
All right.
No.
They're really good.
I know.
I had them this
I've,
week,
I've
this
had them. I've had them before. No, I've had them before, but I do need to get them in the crock pot and get them going because it's going to be a little bit before they get warm.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to make sure
you're going to warm those balls.
I'm going to warm those balls.
You're going to
so
warm
good.
Those balls.
Oh, I'm going to
get those meat balls warm.
Oh, yeah, so you can have them nice and
I
warm
want them
before
cradled.
You put them in your mouth.
Absolutely. I want them cradled. Absolutely.
Okay, now we're just getting ridiculous.
We are. We're getting weird.
All right. Well, things got weird a long time ago. All right. So once again, congratulations, Shelby, on winning your new T-shirt.
Is it Shelby or Shelly?
Shelby.
Oh, I thought you said it was Shelly. My bad.
No.
Shelby. Congrats, Shelby.
Yeah. On your T-shirt that you will be getting here hopefully in the next couple weeks.
I'm hoping to have it sent before Christmas. So
yeah.
Hopefully it'll be like a week or two after the new year.
There you go. And just a reminder, make sure you post a photo on our Facebook fan page. Everybody else, leave us a great review on our Facebook fan page. Eventually it'll give us a star rating. And also on Spotify, leave us a 5-star rating. If you do, go ahead and email us at blabberbuddies1
at
gmail.com. Let us know that you rated us. Make sure you put some kind of proof in there so that way we know. And then you could be the potential winner of a free Blabber Buddies t-shirt as well.
You could be. And this month is our Christmas special shirt. So the design is super cool.
Right.
If it's after the first of the
after
year.
After the first of the year, maybe it could be like a New Year's design, like with like a black and silver or black and gold.
I have an idea for the new year.
Oh, perfect.
So I've already got it. I've already got the creative juices flowing.
Outstanding.
Because they're not flowing anywhere else right now.
Right. So until next time, we will chat you up later.
Merry Christmas, peeps.
Deuces.
Thank you for listening to Blabber Buddies. Tune in every other week for a new episode. If you enjoyed the show, please like and follow us on Facebook at Blabber Buddies and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Pandora Radio.